So, hi. Okay, I'm answering another questionnaire, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna post this one. Yeah. So, damn it. This is the one made by Throw Away Your Lust. It's On Voices and Kinks Questionnaire. Okay. So, here we go. Okay, so here we go. Number one. When recording, do you prefer ouch? Again. Excuse me. Number one, when recording, do you prefer improvisation or scripted? I prefer scripted because I get distracted easily, so I tried improvising once and it ended up with me staring at my wall, and yeah, and listening to the birds, and yeah, those kind of stuff. So yeah, I prefer scripted. Number two, you're trapped in an elevator with someone you think is your GWA favorite. How do you confirm it's them? Well, I can't ask them to laugh, so I'd probably do something stupid that would make them laugh. And yeah, when I'm pretty sure if I hear their laugh, I can confirm if it's them, because that's one of the things that made me like their voice a lot. And yeah. Number three, who is your favorite voice actor in and out of GWA and why? So I don't really have a favorite voice actor out of GWA, so I'm gonna say, I'm gonna answer it. So I have a lot of favorite, but I'm just gonna say one person. And I think I'm pretty sure he used to post in GWA, but now he only does YouTube stuff. So yeah, so it's Cardlyn Audio. And why is he my favorite? Well, he's the first voice actor that I've heard, and yeah. See, this is me getting distracted. So yeah, he's the first voice actor that I've listened to, and it's like because of him I found GWA, and yeah, that's why he's my favorite. And yeah. Okay, number four. Oh no, the rooster's again. Number four. For one day, you will be given the voice of anyone in this planet. Whose voice will you choose, and what will you do with it? That's hard. Well, the first person that popped into my mind is James McAvoy. And what will I do with it? Well, I'm just gonna record lots and lots and lots and lots of naughty stops. course, for selfish reasons. Because his accent is like, I really love his accent, and yeah. I don't think I'm answering this right, but anyways, number 5. You can only learn 3 languages. Which ones do you pick? So, I already know 2, and I'm happy with, I mean, yeah, that's, again. You can only learn 3 languages. Which ones do you pick? So, I already speak English, Tagalog, and that's already 2. And I mean, I wouldn't, if I have the chance, I wouldn't unlearn Tagalog, because that would be suck. I mean, that would suck if I live in the Philippines and I can't speak Tagalog. And so the other one, probably Spanish, because it sounds so romantic, and there are some Tagalog words that sounds like Spanish words, so I guess it's gonna be easier for me to speak, and yeah. So I mean, being, at least for me, it's being bilingual is already kind of hard for me, so yeah. Okay, number 6. What languages do you already know? If you're doing an audio, can you say one sentence with that language, because I want to know what they sound like. So like I said, I know Tagalog, and one sentence. I'm thinking. Oh, what should I say? No, I'm all the things that's popping in my head are meme related ones, and we don't want that. So I can't think of anything. Oh no, if it's one sentence, I mean, well, I can say mahal. Wait. Okay. I don't want to say mahal ko kayo, because that's pretty common, yeah. Or mabuhay. I'm sorry for thinking too long. Wait. I think I finally have something. Okay. I hate my. Okay, don't hate me. Okay, so here it goes. Ang babait ng mga tao sa GWA. Yeah, so, okay. I feel like, can I say it again? I'm gonna say it again. So yeah, ang babait ng mga tao sa GWA. And it means that the people in GWA are nice, or, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's what it means. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. No, number 7. Has anyone ever recognized your voice in real life? How did you handle it? If not, how do you plan on handling it? Well, since I haven't really posted that much, so no one recognized my voice in real life. But if that ever happens, it depends who's the person who recognized my voice. I mean, if it's one of my close friends, I'm gonna come clean and tell them that, yeah, that's me. And I mean, if they're my friends, they'll be able to accept that I do this kind of stuff, and they probably won't be that shocked anyways. And I mean, if they're my friends, it's guaranteed that I'll end up teasing them and they'll end up teasing me. So yeah, that's cool. But if it's one of my relatives, I mean, if it's my cousins, I'll be like, I'll be cool with it. I am still gonna come clean, but I'm gonna not blackmail, but I'm gonna tell them that they can tell my parents no matter what, because that's like an unspoken rule between cousins, right? They got your back, I got their back, and they got my back against the adults or whatever, our parents, and yeah, those kind of stuff. So if it's like a future employer or my aunts, uncles, parents, grandparents, or something, which I doubt will happen, of course I'm gonna deny as much as I can, and just be like, do you really think this innocent faced girl that you know will do something like that? Yeah. Still even makes sense, but yeah, something along that line. Yeah, and probably I'd end up pouting, and yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let's just wish that nobody will recognize my voice. Number 8. What's one sex position you want to try with someone? Why just one? Why not all? I'm kidding. Well, so what? I don't really know what. I mean, yeah, I wanna try them. Number 9. What's one kink that you haven't tried yet but would love to make it happen? Pretty much all my kinks. Yeah. Very, very inexperienced girl right here. So number 10. If you can make one of the OJs. Again. If you can make one of the audios you've listened to come to, which one would it be and why? That's hard. What? Oh my. I don't know. I've listened to a lot, and I have. I don't know, but probably something cuddly, I guess. I mean, yeah, more like BFE kind of audio vibe, because I'm cheesy like that. And yeah, so here is, here's my favorite question. What kind of music turns you on? All kinds of music turns me on. Yeah, like really, but I guess I swear I prepared an answer for this one and now I'm blanking, but yeah. So the kind of music that turns me on, but yeah, too much yeah and ohms. Well, Bruno Mars' latest album really turns me on, and Childish Gambino's one, and Zayn Malik's. But I mean, those, I guess those type of song, those kind of music. But also, I mean, I don't know, pretty much like even rock music can turn me on, or even Queen can turn me on. I mean, duh, you can like, you can play Bohemian Rhapsody to me and yeah, I can be so turned on. Oh, even here's the I am really serious with this, but even Lonely Island songs can turn me on. Like, have you listened to Dick in the Box? Damn, that song, every Christmas I just need to listen to that song. And I know it's fucked up, but this song, the one that they did for A Never, what, the Pop Stars movie, like, I think it's called, Something About Bin Laden, yeah, that song. I swear, that song turned me on so much, and I don't even know why. So, yeah, never mind, let's keep going. This is getting weird. last question. What's your favorite sound? Well, a guy's tired voice. Yeah, I love listening to a guy's tired voice, because that's just fucking hot. And yeah, that's definitely my favorite sound. Especially if I like the guy. So yeah, I don't know how long it took me. Ooh, so yeah, I've answered all the questions. Yay for me. Okay, enough. I'm just gonna end up laughing too much. So yeah, thank you for listening to me rambling and stuff and saying too many yas and ums. And okay, I'm gonna stop saying, I don't know why I keep saying yeah. Okay, enough. This is it. Bye. Thank you for listening again.